I always wanted to podcast from a high vantage point, a position from which I could look down on the podscape below and contribute a tiny fragment of sound to the tapestry. So if we regard Audiomo as a tapestry of sound brought into existence thanks to the leadership of Ernie, known as Ern Mander on all good and bad social networks, I'm about to do that. I'm about to share with you, or I'm already started sharing with you, the sound of what it's like to be way, way above the fray, way, way above all normal podcasters in the community of Audiomo. Now, Audiomo goes on for 1 month, and it really deserves to be looked down on from above and have something drop from the sky on top of it. So let me tell you exactly where I am. The local time where I left this morning is 15:33. I have just passed over Greenland. I am somewhere near Nova Scotia. I'm 33,001 feet up in the air, and today already I've travelled 3,198 kilometres into a headwind of 59 knots. I'm on board flight 123, the exact Aer Lingus EI flight 123. The ambient sound is the rumble of the aeroplane. To be exact, we are now over the Labrador Sea. How many people have podcasted on Audiomo over the years that Audiomo has existed, Ernie? How many have contributed from above the Labrador Sea? I'm 1,700 miles away from my destination, which is Chicago. And the marvelous, extraordinary thing is that as soon as I finish this recording, I'll email it out of the aeroplane into a balloon that's going to fly all the way to the headquarters in London of an organization called Audio Boo, and you're going to receive it. And I can look now at a map, and I can tell you that outside it's very, very cold. It's a bit chilly out there. It's minus 45 degrees centigrade. So any of you who are feeling chilly, you know, think of what it's like sitting on the wings of this airplane. Now, Newfoundland and Labrador are out the left-hand side of the aircraft. And I can tell you that on this aircraft, there's an incredible choice of films. Massive choice of films. I would say there must have been about 25 films to choose from. And I've done a tour of the second class seats on the aircraft, because I'm not in business class or first class. So, and I did it in order to see, is there any pattern in what films are people watching? And I can tell you that I don't see any pattern. The ones I can remember is a film called The Sea, which is inspired or based on a book by John Banville. And then there's a film about a secretary and the life of the Beatles. That's the one I would have watched if I had the patience to watch a film. There are at least two and probably three Batman films available. And I was very tempted by Batman, because the front cover of Chris Brogan's recent wonderful book, The Freak Shall Inherit the Earth, is all bats. And I think Chris Brogan rather likes the superhero Batman. Not sure who his Robin is, to be honest, but there we are, Gotham City and all that. Superheroes, yeah, they kind of appeal to me, superheroes. I heard the other day that there is a superhero, Cúchulainn, a comic book with Cúchulainn in it, in from Ireland. I think Ireland could do with a superhero, but then again, so could many countries, probably. Anyway, there's no pattern in the films that people are watching. Most of the people on this aircraft are about the same age as I was when I first traveled to the United States in 1968. Yeah, there are a few grey hairs and bald heads on the plane, but for the most part, they all look to me like students. And I've had an amazing conversation on the plane with a historian on his way back from delivering a paper at a conference in the Netherlands. So we had a long chat about narrative in the Persian Empire and how narratives and stories are constructed by the victors and the losers in various conflicts. So we've passed Nuuk, and for those of you like me who hadn't a clue what Nuuk was, and you probably thought it was N-U-K-E, it's N-W-K, and that's a place where people live in Greenland. We're over Canada now, and I have very little more to say other than that I'm enthralled with the idea that AudioMo has made it possible for me to contribute from this extremely high vantage point. And I'd like to challenge the entire AudioMo community to make an audio from a higher altitude than the one I'm making this one for, because I'm now going to claim the Guinness Book of Records for podcast made at the highest altitude. And until you get me podcasts from the space shuttle and play them on AudioMo, I'm claiming at the very least, I'm claiming the AudioMo world record. And yeah, I think we could actually have a great fun if we hired an airplane like this and put all the people who make content on SoundCloud or Audio Boo, any other platform they like, and contribute them to AudioMo, and everybody got on the same aircraft and flew across an ocean together, and everyone made podcasts. So it could be a podcasting across the ocean, you know, as in that song which was made famous a long time ago by Jerry and the Pacemakers, Ferry Across the Mersey. You have podcast across the ocean. Okay, we're in not Dyer Strait. To the right is Davis Strait. And our estimated time of arrival is 1:18 p.m. A little bit later than anticipated. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony celebrating AudioMo. If you haven't a clue what I'm talking about, you can find it on Twitter as @AudioMo, and there's even a website, or look up that very unique individual, Ern Mander, and see what he has to say about AudioMo. Anyway, I promised him this. I sent him a tweet telling him I was going to send him an AudioMo contribution from the skies, above the cloud. Okay, thanks a million for listening. You're very good. Until the next time. Bye-bye for now.